सह नो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
सो आफ्टर एक्सप्लेनिंग कर्मयोग इन चैप्टर 3 ऑफ भगवद्गीता, अर्जुन आस्क फॉर द फोर्थ क्वेश्चन। इफ यू आर अटेंटिवली लिसनिंग टू भगवद्गीता, यू विल फाइंड दिस इज द फोर्थ क्वेश्चन by Arjun to Bhagwan. Athakena prayuktoyam papam charati purusah. Impaired by what does a man commit sin? Anichchannapi varsneya baladivan yojitah. Though against his wishes, I don't want to do it, but till I am forced to do it. What is that factor? Arjun is thinking there is something even more subtler than rag and dvesh, you know. Ragandesh is subtler. He wanted to know. Okay. Kaam es krodesho rajogun samadva. Bhagwan says, you see, it is kaam. It is desire. Nothing but ragandesh only in different form. Same thing. Kaam esho krodesho. Krodh means anger. How they are arising? Because of rajogun. Because of rajogun samadva. They are born out of rajogun. And what is their characteristic? Mahasano, all devouring. Mahapapma, all sinful. Vidhi enam iha vairinam. No, this is your enemy. So desires are our enemy, Bhagwan says. Which desires we are talking about? We are talking about the selfish action, egocentric actions only, selfish desire. Okay. How to tackle this enemy? So in our last class, we saw there are four methods normally employed by people to win over enemy. Number one is Saman. Saman means the conciliation or negotiation. Can we negotiate with the desires? No. It is irresistible desire. It is Mahapapma, highly sinful. So this method will also not work. First one, Saman. Danam. Danam is bribery. Okay. Thoda sa maan lete hai, thoda sa tum maan lo. I accept little bit of desire. You also accept little bit. You forego also. No. Mahasano. Because more you give, the desire will want more. Or. We all have seen, once the desire comes, it is fulfilled. Another desire comes. This is our own experience. One after another it is coming. Okay. Then the third method to win over enemy is Ved. Ved means sowing dissensions. But here you cannot do it because the Kaam and Rajogun are so associated, you cannot separate them. In chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagwan will be saying, Rajo Ragatmakam Viddhi. Rajo and Rag, they are together. We are talking about Ragdesh only, na? You cannot separate Raj with Rag. Rajogun with the Rag cannot be separated. So this method also will not work. So what is the left? Danda, punishment, open attack. So you have to understand your enemy and now you finish it off. So out of the four, only the danda is applicable on desires. And this desire is regarding kamya karma. Kamya karma is our pradhan shatru, main enemy. Finish it off. So now question comes, why desire is our enemy? Why desire is our enemy? So Lord says in verse number, slok number 38.
Dhume navriyate vannihi.
Dhume navriyate vannihi.
Yathadarsho malena cha.
Yathadarsho malena cha.
Yatholvenavrito garbhah.
Yatholvenavrito garbhah.
Tathatene damavritam.
Tathatene damavritam.
Dhumenavriyate vannihi. Yathadarsho malena cha. Yatholvenavrito garbhah. Tathatene damavritam.
Dhubena abrite vanni, like fire is enveloped by smoke. Fire is enveloped by smoke. Yatha adarsa malincha, as the mirror is covered by dust, you can't see your reflection clearly. Yatha ulubena abrita, like the embryo is enveloped by om. Tatha tena idam abritam. So by it, this is enveloped. This means knowledge is enveloped. We have got the knowledge. But this knowledge is enveloped, covered, when the desire comes. When the desire. The question of Arjuna was that, I know this is wrong, but still I am forced to act. What is that factor? So the Arjuna knew this is wrong. So this thing is covered. Covered by what? Covered by desire. So here, Lord is giving three examples. Normally in Bhagavad Gita, you will find all the words are very appropriate. Bhagavan never uses even one matra extra in any sloka. But why he is giving three examples? One example would have been sufficient. There is a reason behind it. We will see that. So it is said here that desire destroys buddhi, mind and knowledge. Desires means the kamya karma. Again, I'll always remember, we are talking about the kamya karma, selfish action. Selfish action destroy vivek shakti. Vivek shakti means buddhi, man, and whatever knowledge you have got, it is covered. Kam hits knowledge and makes us incapable, and desires derail our sadhana also. Knowledge is also covered, and whatever sadhana we were doing, that also is derailed. Example. Like AIDS destroy immunity system, makes a person weak, any disease can attack such person. Similarly, calm destroys knowledge. Calm destroys knowledge. If knowledge is destroyed, person becomes ineffective. So desire makes knowing faculty dysfunctional. Knowing faculty, buddhi. Buddhi dysfunctional. Desire, when desire comes, the buddhi becomes covered a little bit, okay? So desires are experienced at three levels. Three levels. Since you are studying Vedanta for a long time, therefore I am telling you this thing. Okay, so what happens? It makes intellect dysfunctional in various degrees. It makes dysfunctional intellect in various degrees. Therefore, three examples are there. Okay, sukshma at the causal level, at the vasana level, sanskar level, sthul level, when it expresses in the mind, we call it manomaya, vrittimaya, the vritti has come. The desire at the mind, they come in the form of thought. Before it was causal, at the vasana level. And ati sthul, very gross, it is at the enjoyment level, at the body level. Okay. To explain these 3 degrees at the intellect level, Lord has given these 3 examples. First example is dhumena abriyate vanni, smokes cover fire. We don't see fire. So fire has got 2 characteristics. Fire has got 2 characteristics. Number 1, it has got a heat, and 2 is light. So when the fire is covered by smoke, heat is there, but the light is not there. Light is not there. Okay. Similarly, intellect covered by desire, we find the intellect is functional, but don't see the brightness. Don't see the brightness. It does not act. I will give you an example to make it clear. Suppose there is a police officer and he is somehow connected to one crooked person in the society. People come and complain to that police officer about that crooked person. Many people come. But since this person is connected by some reason or other, he will say to everybody, yes, yes, yes. But he will not act. Will not do nothing to that crooked person. Intellect is there. But because of some desire, connection with that crooked person, this officer is not able to act. He should take action, but he's not taking an action. Okay, so desires, when they are sukshma, will not allow intellect to function. It blocks intellect. In the case of this police officer also, it blocks its connection, its desire, blocks the intellect. Yatha adarsa malenacha, mirror covered by dust, can't see our own reflection clearly, it is hazy. In the same way, mind is overpowered by desire, manomaya, vrittimaya. Now the mind is covered, fully we are thinking about that desire. Fully, manomaya, vrittimaya. Okay, it will not listen anything even when told. It will not listen. Continuously the whole mind is overpowered by that desire. Manomaya, vrittimaya. Understand by an example. Suppose a class 11 and 12 student is in love with one. Now that happens at that age only, 11 and 12 in school. So what happens? Mind has become love-may. Love-may. Now the teacher is there. He is teaching. But nothing is entering. See? Intellect is there. Vritti-may. He is thinking about his girlfriend. Or a girl might be thinking about the boyfriend. Intellect is no more available for the teacher. He taught the whole class, nothing recorded in the mind. Okay. Intellect was there for namesake only. Ulbanen abrita garbha, baby in womb is bound by sac. Sac is powerful, won't allow baby to move. You can't do anything. You can't do anything. In the same way, in the case of ati sthul desire, very gross desire, indulging in bhog, intellect is totally bound, intellect totally covered by desire. There is no knowledge. It is pap karma. It is pap karma. And during bhog, he acts as like an animal. He acts like an animal. Intellect dysfunctional. Mind is sinful. Mind is sinful. And example for this is rape. Even very educated people, they come to that level. Even at very high officials, they sometimes come to that level. It's a bhog. Okay. Then after that, this can be interpreted in other way also. From the standpoint of prarabdha, If the prarabdha is very mand, it can be removed very easily. Very easily. Like in Nachiketa, Yamaraj was giving him lot of gifts. Okay, you take this, take this, take this, take this. But he was not caught in that. Not immediately he said, Tavai vaha tavan nritya vagitam. You take your nritya and get, I don't want these apsaras, I don't want this chariot, I don't want your wealth, bhumi and everything. You take it. Immediately he could do it. But little bit more effort needed in the case of Madhyam Prarabdha, second type of, like if you want to see your reflection in the mirror covered with the dust, you have to rub it, you have to put something and do it. But in the case of smoke, you have to little bit fan, little bit, and the fire will come. So you will see the brightness of the fire and heat, though what you will get. But in the case of mirror covered by dust, you cannot blow off the dust by... You can't remove it. You have to rub it. Some more effort is needed. Similarly, in the case of such desire, which is madhyam prarabdha, it can be removed by little bit of effort. Little bit of effort, you can do it. But in the third case, effort will not work. Then Brian, the womb will take 9 months. Nothing can be done. So it won't work. In the Tibra Prarabdha, it can go by bhog only. It can go by bhog. Only bhog can help you. Or the first case can be said to be a sattvic. Second case can be also said to be a rajasic example. And third case is about the tamasic. Tamasic desire. Now, how this enemy or desire functions, that also, you know, we have to understand how this desire, which is our enemy, functions in this body.
Avritam jnanametena.
Avritam jnanametena.
Jnanino nitya vairina.
Jnanino nitya vairina.
Kamarupena kaunteya.
Kamarupena kaunteya.
Duspurena nalena cha.
Duspurena nalena cha.
Avritam jnanametena. Jnanino nitya vairina. Kamarupena kaunteya. Duspurena nalena cha.
Avritam. Avritam, enveloped. What is enveloped? Jnanam. Knowledge is covered. Etene, why this? Whose jnana is covered? Jnanina, of the wise people also. Wise people, knowledge or wisdom is covered by this. Nitya vairina, nitya vairina, by this constant enemy. Nitya. Kabhi desire khatam hua? Never. One after another it is coming. It is our nitya enemy. Constant enemy. Kaam rupena. Who is this enemy? Kaam rupena. Whose form is desire. Kaam rupena. Kaunteya hoy Arjun. Duspurena. Unappeasable. Then he gives a beautiful example. Analenacha. Analenacha. Like fire. So, enveloped, O Kaunteya, is wisdom by this constant enemy of the wise in the form of desire, which is different to appease as the fire. So Kaunteya, son of Kunti. Son of Kunti. So Lord loved both Arjun and Kunti. So whenever Kunti prayed to Lord, Lord will come immediately. Immediately. Therefore, we find the instance in Bhagavatam only the Kunti, he prayed to Lord, give me sorrow. Nobody prays to Lord to give sorrow. Only Kunti said that, give me sorrow, Lord, so that I can remember you. Because in the dukkha only we remember, na? So you give me sorrow. And whenever Arjun wanted help, Lord was always there to help him. So Lord loved both Kunti and Arjun. Etena. Etena means kaam rupena. So the Our wisdom, our knowledge is covered by kaam, by desire. Jnanam. Here jnanam is not the knowledge of self. Here jnan means the jnana sakti, faculty of discrimination, that is intellect. Intellect is covered. And intellect is covered in different degrees. Since it is covered in different degrees, so Lord gave three examples there. Three examples there. Okay. Nitya varina. Desire is nitya vari of jnani. Here jnani is not a realized person. Jnani is one who is studying Shastra, who has got a vivek, who knows Atma and Anatma, this and this. So, O sadhak, desire is your enemy. So, from ajnan, we can go to jnan. From ajnan, we can go to jnan, but from jnan, we cannot come down to ajnan. We cannot come down to ajnan. So, kaam is nitya vairi. For whom? For the jnani. Not jnani here, he does not self-realize. Jnani is one who has got the discriminative power. To ajnani, it gives sukh. To a jnani, a desire gives sukh. But we all know, ultimately, it gives dukh only. Therefore, Lord has said, this whole world is dukhalay, it's not sukhalay. And in this dukhalay, we all are searching dukkha. Are we searching dukkha in the sansar? No. In dukhalay, we are searching sukh. So if you, in pustakala, if you try to find out pizza there, you will get puja there? No. You will not get. So we are searching sukh in dukkhala. Sometimes it gives to ajnani. Suppose you have taken a drink. That time you got some sukh. But the next day morning, it is a hangover. That hangover is what? Is it giving you sukh? It is giving you dukh. Ultimately, it will give you dukh. Okay. So, duspurena, desire cannot be overcome by fulfilling desire. It is like fire. It is like fire. In the fire, you go on putting fuel, firewood, one after another. Will fire say, stop, I don't need it? Never, it will not, never say. Similarly, go on fulfilling your desires. But it will never say, I am full now. You don't have to fulfill any more desire. Okay. We have seen the moment one desire is fulfilled, another comes. Our own experience. One after another desires are coming. Continuously, one after another. One is fulfilled. Then you feel happy because at that time no desire is there. Then you feel very happy. And when the another desire comes, we become again agitated, again sorrowful. Okay. So if you want to be unhappy, then fulfill your desires. Be attentive. If you want to always remain unhappy, then continue to fulfill your desires. You will always remain unhappy. Guaranteed. Okay. Yayati wanted to experience that sometime it will be fulfilled, my desires, sensual desires will be fulfilled. I want to remain in this world for, say, 10,000 years. Yayati said, even after 10,000 years, my desires were not fulfilled. Still the desires will be there. Okay. Even if somebody gives you the whole of earth, whole of earth, still you will have a desire. Can I have another earth? Desire. We will not be satisfied with that also. Sometimes fulfilling a desire is a whole life project. Whole life. If somebody tomorrow advertises that we are selling plot on moon, you know, we want to make a colony there, a moon. So you can buy land. 1 million per 10 square foot. Whole life project. Whether you will go and able to enjoy there or not, is not known. But it's whole life project. Then Mahatma gives another example. They say, you see, before marriage, either the boy goes round and round the girl, or the girl goes round and round boy. Before marriage, they get married. Now both of them, they go round and round children. See, our own experience. Before marriage, dating. One going around other. After marriage, both of them going around what? Children. Now tell me, is it not whole life project? Own experience. Our own experience is a whole life project. Now, we all say we don't have time for sadhana. Let me finish this. We were discussing this point in Narad Bhakti Sutra also. No time for sadhana. Okay. So, desires are nityabhairina and duspurena. Duspurena means dukkhena pureyet iti duspurena. Before enjoyment it gives dukkha. After enjoyment also it gives dukkha. This is desire. So Arjun asks a very simple question, you know. Now see how Lord is giving answer to that simple question, analyzing it fully. How it is working. How it is covering our intellect. How many degrees are there in that desire? The intellect may be covered fully. It can be covered half. It can be covered little bit. Little bit you can remove. The middle one you put in little bit more effort and it is covered fully, then you can't do anything. You have to do the bhog. You have to go through it. Nothing can be done. Then he said, okay, Bhagwan, I understood. Now you tell me, where is this enemy seated in me? I want to know the place of his residence. I will go and kill him. Please tell me, where is this enemy? Bhagwan says, okay, I will tell you that also. Where is he seated? Verse number 40.
Indriyani mano buddhihi. Indriyani mano buddhihi. Asyadhishthanam ucchate. Asyadhishthanam ucchate. Etair vimohayat teshah. Etair vimohayat teshah. Jnanam avritya dehinam. Jnanam avritya dehinam. Indriyani mano buddhihi. Asyadhishthanam ucchate. Etair vimohayat teshah. Jnanam avritya dehinam.
Indriyani. So I want to know the place they are residing. Indriyani. Senses. Manah. Mind. Buddhi. Intellect. Asya adhisthanam. Its seat. The seat of desire is mind, intellect and senses. Senses. Okay. Ucchate. It is said. It is called. So the seat of desire is senses, mind and intellect. Ete, by these, vimohayati, deludes, esa jnanam, this wisdom. So whatever knowledge we have got, wisdom we have got, vimohati, it deludes us. This desire deludes us. Abritya dehinam, having enveloped. Dehina means the embodied. The senses, the mind and the intellect are said to be the seeds. Through these it deludes the embodied by veiling his wisdom. You see, maja dekho iska. So desire takes our own instrument. Our instruments it takes and attacks us. Desire takes our own instrument and utilize against us. What are these instruments? Instruments is Indriyani, Manah, Buddhi. In Indriya, Mana and Buddhi, the enemy is residing. Kaam Rupi, desire Rupi, enemy is there. Okay. Now it can be compared like a virus, you know. Virus. Any virus you can take. Now we can take coronavirus. What is happening in coronavirus? See, it enters our body. It enters our body, sustains on our cells, and increase in number, destroy us. Is it not so? What corona is doing? Utilizing our own body to destroy our own body. Similarly, desire is also utilizing our own equipments, mana, buddhi, and indriya, senses, and destroy us. Another example you can take, it is like a parasite takes over plant, lives on the saps of the plant, and destroys the plant. Parasites in the plant, okay. So how do they use senses, mind, and next question comes. Jara batao. I want to be clear about that. I want to learn how desire utilize my senses, mind, and intellect. So indriya senses, it forces senses to visegrahan. Visegrahan brings sense objects. It forces desire. Desire seated in us forces our senses go and get the sense object. Forces our indriya. So indriya brings stimuli of the desire object. Whatever object you desire, the stimuli will bring it. Then mana. How mana acts on that? Mana smaranam. It starts thinking past experience. We have taken samosa from this shop. And I enjoyed that samosa very much. I didn't like the samosa of other shops. It remembers. So mind helps. Oh, this samosa has got the joy content. So let us go there. Mind remembers the past experience. And buddhi creates a sobhan adhyas. Sobhan adhyas means, oh, this is very charming. It is very tasty. It is garam garam, you know. You like it. It's neither spicy and not very salty. And he gives you with the chutney also. Imli chutney. And it tastes very good. Sobhan adhyas. Superimposition of that, there is a joy contented. Who is doing it? Buddhi. What the mind did? Remember the past experience. What the senses did? Senses went outside and they again enveloped the samosa. Now in case of samosa, you can put whatever you like, you know. You can take any object of your choice. But don't think that I like samosa. It is just an example. Okay. Etai bimohati esa jnanam abhritya dehinam kaam covers intellect and deludes the person in this way. Kaam deludes a person and envelops his intellect. Now I will tell you a story. One story. Everybody likes story. And this is a beautiful story, you know. So there was a country called Peace. Listen attentively. There was a country called Peace, Shanti. And king of that country was Self. King of that country was Self, Atman. There was a prime minister also. His name was Mr. Wise. Prime minister was Mr. Wise. There was deputy prime minister. His name was Mr. Fickle. So prime minister was Mr. Wise. Deputy prime minister was Mr. Fickle. And there were 10 states and there were 10 chief ministers for 10 states. So country was running smoothly. There was peace. Mr. Wise used to give perfect instructions. Mr. Wise? prime minister. He used to give perfect instruction to Mr. Fickle and chief ministers. Prime minister is giving instruction to deputy prime minister and the chief minister, and the advice was perfect. Country was running very well. So one day Mr. Charmer came to country. One Charmer came to that country, okay, with a proposal. What was the proposal? Free trade. There should not be any restriction. You can send your goods to us and we will send our goods to you. Free trade. Free trade. So he met first chief minister. First he met chief minister of 10 states and convinced them, offered some bribe also. They were all convinced. Gave them Kamini, Kanchan and Kirti. They all said, okay, they say, your proposal is good. What we should do? We should go and meet our head, Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Fickle. So all 10 chief ministers, they went to Mr. Fickle with the proposal. And Mr. Fickle, again, they are bribed, Deputy Prime Minister. More bribe than what he has given to chief minister. More. So Deputy Prime Minister Mr. Fickle also came on the same side. All were on the one group now, chief ministers and Mr. Fickle. They decided, let us go to Mr. Wise. Mr. Wise. Prime Minister of the country. Took appointment, Mr. Wise. All convinced him about the joy of free trade. They convinced. So, Bechara, one Mr. Rice and 10 people are standing, 10 chief minister and one deputy prime minister. They all convinced Prime Minister Mr. Rice, showed him the joy of free trade. See? The country will be prospering and all that, free trade. So Prime Minister also allowed for the free trade under their pressure. Then they said, we have to go to the king now. Who is the king? Mr. Self is king. See, they all went to king. King was very compassionate. He said, you know what we are doing. Mr. Self said to Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister and all 10 chief ministers that we all have come with a proposal of a free trade, and you all know what we are going to do. You all know it. Okay, if you want, chalo, let us start free trade. He also consented, but warned them, you know what we are doing. Indirectly told, you have all taken bribe from this person, and you want to do it, okay. Theek hai, karo. Sanctioned. So allowed free trade. Allowed free trade. Mr. Charmer, he opened his office in all 10 states. Sab jaga office khol diya. Okay. Then whatever. Now he started dictating all chief ministers. Dictating all chief ministers and other authorities also. So now the Shant country, the country which was peace, the name of the country was peace, Shanti, has become now a Shant. Everyday conflict is coming. This Mr. Charmer is saying, now you have to do this thing. I have given you money and more money. And continuously the Ashanti was there. Now understand the example of the Mr. Charmer is desire. Mr. Charmer is desire. 10 chief ministers are your 10 senses, organs of perception and organs of action. Deputy Prime Minister is Mr. Fickle, is mind. Prime Minister Mr. Wise is buddhi. And King Mr. Self is our own Atman. Now you understand what happens when a desire comes. How they corrupt senses, mind and buddhi. So now you know the seat of your enemy also. Where is he seated? We know he is seated in senses, he is seated in mind, and he is seated in intellect. This desire is seated at three places. And we also have seen that we cannot tackle this enemy desire, Nityavairi, by Saman, by Danam, by Bheda. Three methods cannot be utilized. Only the danda, punishment, open attack, killing is the only solution of selfish action, selfish desire. Okay, so what is to be done by all of us? That Lord is going to tell us in slok number 41, 42, 43. That we'll see in our next class. If you want to know what is to be done, if you want to end your selfish desire, please attend.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.